Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China's announced it will limit oil supplies to North Korea under UN sanctions, stepping up pressure on Pyongyang over its pursuit of its nuclear and missile technology. Meantime, President Trump has called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a madman after Kim indicated he soon may test a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific Ocean. He also said his goal is to be on the same footing militarily as the U.S. We asked Roger Baker, Vice President for Strategic Analysis at Stratfor, about this.
They basically said, look, we need to demonstrate to the United States that our capability is not theoretical. Part of why they changed their missile testing to having these last two shots go over Japan was to show a real-world test rather than a theoretical test. Instead of a high-altitude lob, they launched it in a way in which it would actually fly during a military confrontation to be able to demonstrate their ability to use proper guidance and their reentry technology.
North Korea also has conducted numerous ballistic missile tests with the goal of developing a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile capable of targeting the U.S. mainland. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has dismissed the notion of renegotiating a new agreement curbing Iran's nuclear weapons development, maintaining U.S. concerns about Iran are beyond the scope of the deal. President Trump has threatened to declare Iran in violation of the 2015 agreement. Top U.S. Homeland Security official has suggested to President Trump new standards for visitors and immigrants applying to come to the country, temporary restrictions on travelers from six Muslim-majority countries set to expire Sunday. This is VOA News.